Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 1st of February 2018, and this is the 400 and... No, it's not. That's absolute rubbish. It's the 742nd Mole Out Loud podcast. It's the 1st of February today, and I really like beginning the month with a sort of new leaf, but I'm not really quite ready for it today. It's odd. It almost feels to me as if January has been as short as February is going to be, that it only had 28 days. I'm not sure why it feels like that, given that it's a long month. But today has very suddenly come upon me. It's even stranger given the fact that last night there was this, the grand blue blood moon. So a very, very punctuated January. But yes, I'm somehow not quite there for it yet. In fact, I've been feeling sluggish these last few days, and I'm trying not to feel irritated with myself because these days are cool and, you know, theoretically at least, these are my sort of high energy times, and I'm very not high energy at the moment. I'm perfectly happy, but not, I'm quite lethargic as well. I decided just now, about an hour ago, to trying to get myself circulating a bit, so I've just been weeding the garden. This is a big job. I probably shouldn't call it a garden, really. Weeding the wilderness. It's really like something out of Sleeping Beauty. There are creepers covering doorways and all around the garden tools and just covering everything. Creepers and rambling roses and blackberries. So quite a prickly little process I've been going through just now. And that was nice. It was really good to be out in the garden, and this cooler weather means that it's pleasant to be out there. I don't feel parched or anything. And we've had a little bit of rain, so it wasn't quite so hard to pull things out. So I do feel more energised now than I have all day, I think, even though it's quite late. Nearly 6:30 and nearly bedtime. I keep thinking it's not nearly bedtime, really. But today I'm going to go to bed early. Last night I did stay up to watch the beginning of the eclipse. It was a beautiful, the moon was so beautiful, and I didn't know earlier whether there would be cloud cover or not because the weather was so changeable. But it was perfect. The stars and the moon, there were clouds about, but they weren't interfering with the moon. But it did mean also that it was incredibly bright when I went to bed. The moon comes straight through my window like Harold and the Purple Crayons. And it was almost like daylight until the eclipse began to happen. So I don't know what those moons all meant. I just feel as if I'm a bit dazzled by it all. So today has not been a very productive day. Yesterday, against all expectations, I did find myself writing quite a reasonable amount. But today I just really stared at the screen. That's been my contribution to the novel. Again, it's because I'm at a tricky place. I need to work things out, so I can't really rush ahead or or get completely into a scene because I need to figure out what's going on and need the capacity. What I feel as if I need is caffeine, but I'm trying very hard to work without caffeine hits. I do manage it most of the time. I haven't had a proper coffee for probably a year. So I'm not, I don't keep lapsing into it, but I'm in that sort of fug where I feel I need it. And it's interesting that I haven't had one for so long. I think it has meant that I haven't been in a fug. And so I'm really not at all sure what that's about. I feel as if I'm going for walks and I guess just I'm not sleeping as well as I would normally do. When I say normally, I mean when the weather is normal and winter and not lurching about into extremes and when the light is less. So maybe this is just a little passing phase. I do hope that you're feeling a bit more on the ball. That's not really the right expression. A bit more alive to whatever creative project is grabbing you at the moment, that you feel enthusiastic about it. And what was it a friend of mine said this morning? He's a computer programmer and has just been through that can't put it down stage of completing a program. I would really love to be in I can't stop myself from writing kind of phase, but I'm not. And I hope you are, not that you should wear yourself out, but that just level of excitement and enthusiasm about what you're doing. I'm going to make this short today, and I hope that it nevertheless conveys my intention to be with you on this at this particular time or at the particular time that you're listening. And thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.